Good evening. This is the North Gospel Tabernacle prayer time. This elder. I just want to know if anybody's with me tonight.
Hello? Yes.
Yes, Elder Tony, God bless you. Good to hear you.
God bless you. Anybody else
with me tonight?
Yes.
Okay. We're getting yes. Hello. And we're going to pray. And as the others, as they come on, we welcome you tonight. And we pray that you come with an open heart and to receive and to give out. Because prayer is giving, not receiving. We pray that we will give out to others. We just want to take this time to open our service with a word out of Psalms 145. I'm reading the first 9 verses of Psalm 145. It says, I will exalt thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glory, thy glorious honor, of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of thy might and of thy terrible acts. I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy greatness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all of his work. And we open up this night declaring that God is great, and there's none other like him. See, one generation, somebody will praise God's work, and some will pass it on. But we here tonight, we praying to a God that is great, and his mercy is to everyone. God doesn't choose. He don't pick. He said, call upon me in a time of trouble. He said, I will answer thee. So we just want to, I read those first 9 verses of Psalm 145. For God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us praise him this night as we gather, as others are coming on. We still want to praise the Lord for his goodness, for his righteousness, for all his mighty acts. Who is like unto our God? And we give you praise, O God. We magnify your name here on earth, Lord, as it is magnified in the heavens. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we know you as God. Yes, Lord, we know you as a deliverer, as a savior, as a keeper. Yes, Lord, as a way maker. We thank you, Lord, that we could come to you today and pray and call out on behalf of others, O God, that know not how to call to you, but you said those that know how to pray, yes, Lord, that we should always pray and not faint. And you told us, Lord, if anything concerns us, we should take it to you in prayer. And yes, Lord, if anything seems to overcome us, you said we should come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace in a time of trouble. Lord, there's much troubles in our midst, in our land, and we come to you, Lord. For you said, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this night and this opportunity, O God, that we can gather and pray. And because of thy greatness, Lord, we know you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think tonight, Lord. So we don't pray amiss, but we pray with a certainty, Lord, that thou art God. Yes, and thou art a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We're a great God. And when you come to greatness, you don't hold nothing back. Because anything that you can't handle, that's what God could do. Amen. Anything we can handle, you know, God lets us do it. But we can't handle some things. Our land is in trouble, and things are happening, and we just shake our heads. But we look to the greatness of God. Somebody, amen, have a a prayer request or a testimony of how great God has been. Because, see, people got to know when we pray, God answers prayer. So we take these few minutes to say, if anybody have a testimony, just give God some glory tonight and encourage somebody else's heart to trust in God. Is anyone out there? Amen. I'm listening. God is doing too much with people. I believe he is. And we want to sit back. Somebody say, I want to testify. You know, and then we sit back and wait till somebody else do something. But we want to testify to the greatness of God. God is a healer. How many is out there that know that God's a healer? Someone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's a healer. That was a loud amen. He was a healer. And we could trust him for healing tonight. And we're going to pray tonight that if there's anyone sick among us, you know, if anybody is being overcome with a disease or illness or they got a diagnosis from a doctor said this is that, and but we want to bring it to God to make a difference. I want you to make it known tonight as we gather to pray for the sick that may be in our midst, because God is a healer. Amen. Heard a hearty amen. So if anybody have a prayer request, somebody that's sick in your family, yourself, you're not feeling well, we want to pray for you tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Good evening, saints. I give God thanks. I give him glory and I give him honor because he has kept me and he has kept each and every one of us. He has brought us through this week. And, you know, we say TGIF, thank God it's Friday. And I do thank God that it is Friday and I am able to come home. Because I'm away all week, so I thank God that he spared my life, that I can come home to my home in my own space. I thank God that he's provided this home for me. He's made a way that I have providence for my finances, and then he's made a way that I have a shelter over my head. So I give him thanks. There's so many things that I can thank God for, every blessing, everything, things that I'm, you know, he works out, you know, behind the scenes for us. We give God glory and give him thanks tonight. And I thank God that sometimes I have the acid reflux bothering my chest, and it can be so unbearable at sometimes that today I met a young woman. I had met her before, and we had spoken briefly. And I met her again today, and she, apparently the last time we spoke, I didn't even remember, I was having a flare-up of the acid reflux, and we had spoken somehow about it. And the first thing she said to me was, how are you doing? How are you feeling today? And immediately she said that, I remembered. So anyway, to make a long story short, I told her I was feeling much better, and only to remember then that she had told me she had an issue where she cannot always eat. Sometimes she just has to live by tube. You know, she has to intake just liquids by a tube. She would be in hospital for length of time, and so she has some gastric disease. And today she even went into a little more explanation. It happened because of gestational diabetes. She was pregnant and she had gotten diabetes, and ever since then it started bothering, and it's been bothering her now for, like she said, the past 4 years. And I would just like to lift her up in prayer, because she said that she has to be constantly watching her diet, going to the doctor, and she's losing a lot of weight. But in all of that, she looks very cheerful. And I told her that I was going to, you know, pray for her and also lift her up on our prayer broadcast. I gave her the number for the prayer broadcast and invited her to come on 6 o'clock in the morning if she wishes. So I would like to lift her up today. Her name is Nilda, and she has this stomach disease, and, you know, if we could just lift her up in prayer. I don't know if we didn't get to the point of talking as if she, you know, she's saved. I don't think she is, but she was very interested when I told her about coming on the prayer broadcast. So we can just lift her up in prayer. God is a healer.
Amen. And just what they say, God's mercy extends to all. You know, this is this is how our God is great. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Christian. God's mercy and grace extended to us all. Because before we came to the Lord, we needed help. And when we came to him, he gave his help. And we thank God for that word from Sister that God is a keeper. You made it through the week, not because you was all that right, did everything right. So God directs our path and keeps us in our goings and comings. God is a healer. When you see that there, whether it be the time of the season where you got the allergies, whatever it may be, God is able to heal. To the Christians, we proclaim that by his stripes we are healed. But to the unbeliever, if you put your faith in God, amen, God is able to heal and deliver you from all your circumstances and prove once again that he is God and beside him there is none other. We're going to pray tonight. Amen, amen, amen. We just want to ask us, someone to pray for this sister, pray for the situation, amen, at this time. Let's pray out. We'll stand with you and we pray with you. Those that are there, call out. I'm praying, pray. You know, call out. Tony.
Yeah.
You pray for this situation, for those that are sick, for this young lady that's going through, and the others that are in our midst that are healing. Amen. And our bodies, oh God, in at this time. Pray tonight.
Amen. Well, let us give God some praise first. Father, we give you the praise, Father God, because you're worthy to be praised, Father God. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning with a sound mind and limbs move, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you because you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
Give kings. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Magnify your name, Lord God, today, because you are God all by yourself, and there is nothing hard or difficult, oh God, or impossible.
Nothing, Lord.
Because you are God of possibilities.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Because you are our creator. Father, you tell us that we can come to you, and if we call on your name, hallelujah, that you would hear us from heaven and you would answer.
Oh, you're
prayer,
able, Lord.
Oh, God, but you told us, Lord God, that when we ask, we must ask with faith, believing in you, Lord God, that you are able to do, oh God, what you said you would do. Father God, today we know that you are a healer. So, Father, today we bring all those that we know, Lord God, that are close to us, our relatives, our friends, those of our church family, oh God.
Yes,
we think
Lord.
Of Mother Bullock at this time, Lord God. We think of Sister Michelle Lewis.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord
God. And we lift them up, Father God. I lift up, oh God, this young lady also whom I met by the name of Nelda Master today. You know all of the sick ones in our midst, Father God. And we pray tonight that even right now, Lord God, that you would lay a hand upon them, Father God. We stand, oh God, in the gap for them, Lord God.
Yes,
and we pray, God, for your healing touch upon them right now in
yes,
the mighty
Lord, in the name of
Jesus. Oh, God, is the healing is your children's bread. Hallelujah, God. And so you know, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you, oh, God, can do it. Because what you said, Lord God, that is what you would do, Father God, today. So we pray, oh, God, tonight that healing would come to them, that healing would come to this young lady, and not only, Lord God, to her gastric disease, Lord God, but healing will come to her heart, Lord God, when she comes,
Jesus.
Lord God, to know you, oh God, and know of the love that you have for her, Lord God. I don't know whether she's saved or not, Father God, but you know, yes, God, and today we just pray that you move upon her, Lord God, if she doesn't know you, Lord God, that she will desire in her heart to know more about you and more of your love. That you will heal her, Lord God, in her mind, her body, her soul, and her spirit. that you'll be totally whole again and at peace because you have touched your healing touch, with your loving touch. Almighty God, we just lift them up, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for Sister Olita in the name of Jesus. I lift up, oh God, my pastor, Lord God, that you touch him, Lord God, and bring healing to his physical body, Lord God. Oh God, all of us that might have an ache, oh God, or a pain in our joints, in our back, Lord God, in our legs, in our arms, Father God, wherever, Lord God, we might be needing a touch right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are healed and whole. Yes, Father, because you said by your Son's stripes that he died on the cross, oh God, and he took every stripe was for our healing. Father, we believe tonight, oh God, in that healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we call it done in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we will not fail to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. By power, by your Spirit, Lord. No limitation in your Spirit, Lord. Wherever they may
be. Hallelujah.
On their bed, Lord, you raise them up, Lord, that they will understand that somebody touched.
Yes,
Lord. Somebody is praying for
right
you, Lord. We thank
in the name of Jesus.
Feel yourself today,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Enough.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is the rewarder. You know,
yes,
this
God.
Is he. We know who he is. He has done much for us, but there's others that need to understand. And God reveals himself to situations, whether it be sickness or whether it be problems, whether it be trouble, God revealed himself. He showed mercy to us all. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for what he's doing tonight. We just want to go on in prayer. We want to thank God for what is going on in the church. The pastor spoke on this tonight to me that things are working out. We know we're in a great state of renovation, and we're in the process of putting things together, amen, and we thank God for finances that have come in and other projects. We're looking for finance to come in to help us to move forward. So if someone want to pray for the church, amen, and there's many challenges, amen, that to pray for the finance and the wisdom, amen, that we as people of God be good stewards of the money that God has given us to do to accomplish his purpose. We want to pray tonight, amen, for the finances of the church. We're putting the house back together, amen. That's naturally and spiritually, amen. Someone can pray that tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All resources, all finance come from you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are our support. Yes, Lord, we said without you, we can do nothing. Because you said, except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain. We thank God today, Lord, that we look to you, Lord, for strength and wisdom, O God, to do your business here, on earth, Lord. We pray, O God, for specifically the North Gospel Tabernacle, Lord, as there's many things that have happened and many frustrations have arose, but we thank God, Lord, that you are providing our strength, Lord, and you will provide, Lord, for us what is needed, Lord. You'll be our strength, Lord. Yes, Lord, you'll give us wisdom to do the business of the church. Lord, we pray for our administrators, Lord God, that they were able to function, Lord, and accomplish what you have given us to do. We thank you, Lord, for we're taking steps forward, and we thank you, Lord, that the financial terms we worked out, Lord, that we'll do what you call us to do, God, that we'll build a house unto you, Lord, a place where your name can be glorified. Lord, we just pray today. Yes, Lord, that this burden, oh God, that we seem to rest upon us, Lord, we lay upon you, because to cast all your cares upon you, Lord. Yes, Lord, and we give them to you, and we rest in the fact, Lord, that you're able to do all things and do it well. Yes, Lord, bless the tabernacle and its elders and its administrators, Lord, and the help, Lord. Bless them, Lord, everyone that picked up, put their hand to the plow, Lord. Bless them, Lord, for whatever they do is not in vain, Lord. You'll bless those that support us, oh God. You'll bless those, oh God, that provide physical help in the house, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and that will be a blessing to them, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. See, God's a blessing. You know, a lot of times we give out a little here, a little there. God pours out a blessing. And those that are working, those that are involved, they will receive of that blessing. Amen. So we just thank God today that whatever we do for the Lord is not in vain. And whoever's working in the house, we need to show up, continue to pray for them. Amen. That they will be strong and they will give them wisdom. Amen. We want to move on. In prayer, is you want to pray if you notice things that are going on in our city, you know, in the city of Newark, and sometimes it's right around the corner from us. But we just want to pray tonight, Lord, that the enemy will not have upper hand, Lord. Yes, Lord, that would say when the enemy comes in like a flood, yes, Lord, that the speed of God raise up a standard, Lord. By God, the church will raise up a standard. The people of God will raise up a standard. And yes, Lord, and we'll cover the city with the blood of Jesus. We have prayed for the streets of Newark. We are covered and prayed, and the enemy want to come in and take over. We have claimed all things for Lord, for the Lord said all souls are his, Lord. So we want to pray tonight for the city of Newark. They're in the process of electing another mayor and council people. You know, Lord, let us pray for them, Lord, that God would have, they would give them wisdom, oh God, to function and do what had to be done in this city. We want to pray for the city of Newark and stand up against the murderous spirit that seemed to want to take over the town. Lord, in the name of Jesus, somebody had to pray tonight. Yes, pray tonight that God's hand of mercy will be extended, Lord, up over the city of Newark. Lord, and God will send a revival. Amen. Someone pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. Someone pray tonight. We need prayer tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you before you, Lord, dear God. Yes. Lord, before you, Lord.
Yes.
Before you, Lord, dear God. And we pray, Lord, that you would meet your angel, Lord, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
mercy tonight.
You will continue to bless that city, O dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, ever you install there, O dear God. We pray, O dear Father, that your blessings and your anointing will be upon them, O dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you are the one that chose these people and put them in the place of authority, O dear God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you will continue to inspire them. You will continue to lead them. You will continue to guide them, O dear God. Because, Lord, you're in control of everything that we have, O dear God. You're in control of Newark, O dear Father.
Yes, you
and
are.
Lord, find that spirit of that murderous spirit in Newark, O dear God. We bind it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we will peace in that city, O dear God. The peace of God that passes all understanding, O dear God. And Lord, even though it looks like that peace is so far away, O dear God, we know that you are our God. And Lord, and you said it in the days of Nineveh, O dear God, you were asking just five righteous people and that Nineveh would change, O dear God. And that, yes, Lord. And we pray, O dear Father, that if it's just five righteous people that can come together and, O dear God, stand in the gap for Newark. Lord, if it's just five of us to gather together and to pray, O dear God, sincerely. Lord, we've been praying for every street in Newark. And we know that you heard our prayers, oh dear God. Because those prayers did not fall on deaf ears, oh dear Father.
Jesus.
Yes, you heard those prayers. And we thank you, oh dear God. And even though that it looks like nothing is happening, I do not believe that, Lord, because we know the God that we serve is as well as I know in whom I believe. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day.
Yes,
yes. Hallelujah.
We can see what is happening. We can see the results that we are looking for right now. That does not say that the results are not on its way, oh dear God. And we know that you will turn that city around, oh dear Father. But it takes the children of God, oh dear God, to get out into the streets and to witness, oh dear God. It takes us, oh dear God, because if they are not going to come into the churches, oh dear God, then the churches got to go into the streets and meet them, oh dear Father. We got to meet with the prostitutes. We got to meet with the drug dealers and the drug offenders. We got to meet, oh dear God, with the kidnappers. We got to meet with the murderers. We got to meet with the gang leaders, oh dear God. However we do it, Lord, under your anointing, oh dear God, we got to meet with them, oh dear God. And we got to claim them for you, oh dear God, because nothing is impossible. Because all things are possible in your name. In the name of Christ Jesus. And we believe tonight, oh dear God, because we know that we serve a God that is not there. And you can ask anything in my name, and it will be granted unto you, oh dear God.
Yes.
Lord, there are many prayers that are going up to you daily, oh dear God, for Newark. And at some point, we will see that change, oh dear God.
Yes,
and we thank you for you. We know that it has already been done.
Hallelujah.
And we give you glory. And we bless your name, Lord, dear God.
Yes,
because Newark is important to you. Newark is important to every citizen that lives in Newark. Newark is important to the state of New Jersey. And it affects us any and every way. It affects us all. And we just can't turn our back on Newark. And that is why, Lord, we lift Newark up before you tonight, oh dear God. And we thank you for Newark, oh dear Father. We thank you for the people of Newark. We thank you for the government in Newark, oh dear God. And we pray that your anointing will be upon them and wisdom and understanding will be upon them.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, oh dear Father. We thank you for all the churches in Newark. But we thank you too, oh dear God, that you will stir those churches up, oh dear God. Stir us up, oh dear Father, that something new will happen. That we will come up with something new, oh dear God. Something dynamic that will really bring that change around, oh dear God.
Yes.
We pray for every minister, every priest, every bishop. We pray, oh dear God, for every leader in your work, oh dear God. Because, Lord, those are the ones, oh Father, that has to take charge and see that change, make that change come about. As we continue to fast and we continue to pray for Newark, that we will get the results. We thank you. We claim it and we know that it's there and it's on it. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you in advance. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, that you, God has placed us here for a reason. You know, the world is going to go and do what they want to do, but just like in Noah's day, God raised up Noah to cry out and warn the people to prepare the judgment that's coming, and we can see anybody here, there's a shaking going on in the world. There's trouble in the atmosphere. There's trouble in the lands of drought and earthquakes. And now we see the tornadoes. We had a past winter, a devastating winter that don't seem to want to go away in certain parts of the country. People are getting tired and frustrated. And be all because God is trying to let us know things are not getting better, it's getting worse. And we need to wake up, because Jesus said these are just the beginning of sorrow. So we need to wake up, realize the church is here for a reason. And the Bible said it's going to be a shaking in the church.
Yes.
That's what the Bible said. We look at the world and shake, and people, it's going to be a shaking in the church. And for us to accomplish, for us to be that there lighthouse or that place of safety, a refuge, we have to get our act together. And I'm not just talking about our church in North Tabernacle, but the churches in Newark, the churches in this country. Yes, Lord, the churches around the world, they're going to be a shaking. And only the things that is able to stand are going to stand. A lot of stuff is going to be shaken away. The Bible said there's going to be a purging. And I want us to pray for that church of God. Yes, Lord, that the kingdom of God will manifest itself through the church of God in this day and age. Amen. We're asleep. We're dormant. Somebody had to say, arise up out of our darkness, and for the light of God has shined forth. Let us pray for the church today, the church of God. Yes, Lord, during this here, the Easter season, the resurrection season, people's eyes going to be focused upon the cross. Let the church arise, and yes, and shine light upon the cross once again. It's not the holiday, but the day of redemption through the Son of Jesus Christ. Yes, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. See, we got to shine that light, spotlight on the cross. It's not just another day in the year. The church need to wake up at this time. And who's going to pray for the church tonight? Amen. Someone need to pray for the church. Amen. This is our time to shine. Yes, Lord. Lord. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He returned the church without spot or wrinkle. Yes, Lord. Yes, you clean up thy church. Ugh. Yes. Yes, send a revival. Send a waking. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wake us up, Lord. Jesus, wake us.
Move by your spirit, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We said that we are shaking today. Yes, Lord. Father, you said we them one. Even as you, Father, one Lord, do a work in the church. My God. Not by might, nor by power, by your spirit. Oh, move in this hour, Lord. As we cry out, Lord, whatever it takes, Lord, do it in our God. Because we know your mercies endure forever. Yes, Lord. You're compassionate over the multitude. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
From the
by thy name.
Lord God, more full once in your heart. Oh, my God. really a hard door. And we're going to thank the Lord. Hallelujah for this house.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Mercy to name.
The men of churches would rise up and take the rightful place in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, for the good strength of them in their mind and their body, their soul and their spirit, Father. For all my people are today.
Right.
That's a new world that stands on your promises. Oh, Father, we allow you to lead them and guide us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, today every pastor, every minister, every teacher, every bishop.
Yes, Lord.
Churches everywhere, Father, that we come together, Lord God, under one banner, the banner of the Lord God Almighty, the Son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Raise up the men in our churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Break everything in them, Lord God, that is not of you, Father, that kill every haughty and prideful spirit in them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we realize, oh, God, it is you, oh, God, and not about them. It's all about you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, God, today we pray. Yes, Lord, God, with our women, oh, God. Yes, Lord, God, we conduct themselves in the manner that gentlemen ought to do. Yes, Lord, God, as we would bind together, Lord. Yes, Lord, and look every gossiping spirit, every confusion spirit among us in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, that we would come together and we would pray, we would unite. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, that we would seek you out, Lord, God, that we would pray until something happens, Lord, God.
Yes, Lord.
That we want something to happen that has never happened before. We have to do something that is different, Lord, God. That it was not that just talk about, Lord God, but to do it, yes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we repent tonight, Lord God, for our sin before you, God. Yes, Lord God, of all of our failings, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen us, Lord God, in every weak area. Yes, Lord God. To stand together, Lord God, as the church ought to. Yes, God, and that those on the outside be able to see the difference in us. Yes, Lord God, and they will want to come in. They will want to know what is it, Lord God. Let us not be as the world, Father God. But let us be the ones that are different, that we are. We are called to be different.
Yes,
we are people supposed to be a people that are set apart. Oh, God, and a lot of times, oh, God, the Christians are just the same as the world outside.
Lord,
they want to come outside, Lord God. They don't want to come in because they say, oh, it's not any different out there in there. Why should I come in? Father, we pray tonight, Lord God, that we be the set apart people, the holy people that you're calling us to be, Lord. Father, we've all sinned and come short of your glory, and tonight we repent, Lord God, on behalf of each and every church. Hallelujah, God, not the building, oh God, but the people in the name of Jesus. We cry out to you, Lord, have mercy on us, God. We've failed in so many ways, Lord God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now, God. Yes, Father God, purge us from everything, Lord God, that easily beset us. Purge us from the things that are not of you. Father God, that we busy ourselves with, Lord God, and not your work, Lord God, and not your will. Hallelujah, God, tonight we pray and we ask you, Lord God, to separate us from those things. Oh, God, and
the name of
Jesus, oh, God, that concern you in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, let us not be busy with anything else but what is your work, Lord God. Yes, Father God, what is in your heart, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we call on your name tonight. We call on your name, Father. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to turn over a new leaf. Yes, God, and walk, oh God, and question the Lord, too, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we would be the light, we would be the beacon that you call us to be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Help us, Father. Help us, Father God. Strengthen our faith in you, Lord God, that you are able to stand with us. Oh, God, today we wouldn't try to do everything in our own self, Lord God, but we would trust you. And, oh, God, that you know the end from the beginning. Oh, God, strengthen us in our faith. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, strengthen our faith in you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord God, to pray one for another. Yes, Lord God, you caution us, Lord God, to pray, that we ought to pray one for another, to lift each other in prayer. Yes, Lord God.
Jesus.
Pray tonight, Lord God, that we're able to call on one another and pray. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Father God. Lift up your name. Yes, Lord, to fast when we ought to, when the days of fasting come, Lord God, that we wouldn't just take it casually, oh God, today, but we would fast and pray, God, because you said in your word that something only happened by prayer and fasting. Oh, mighty God, to help us to separate ourselves. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, humble ourselves, oh God, and separate ourselves tonight and be holy, Lord God, as you're calling us to be in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the church tonight. We lift up the church tonight, oh God. Have mercy on us, Lord. Yes, Father God, and do your work in us. Surrender us, oh God, our will to yours in the name of Jesus.
Exactly.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And have your way, God. Let your kingdom come in us, oh God. And
Jesus.
Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God. Yes, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Fill us again, Lord God, with our spirit, oh God.
Be
obedient to your will. Oh, God, because if the obedience is better than sacrifice.
God,
be obedient to your will, Lord God. Oh, God, give us boldness in you, Jesus. Oh, God, when we were out in the world, we were bold in the world, God, help us to be bold in you, Christ Jesus. Because you are mightier than this world. Hallelujah.
Yes, you are, Lord.
You are mightier, God. We serve an awesome and almighty God. Help us, Father, to be bold in you, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, help us. Help us, Lord God. Help our unbelief. In the name of Jesus, oh God, today we pray. Lord, have mercy on us. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, God, for doing it. We thank you, God, for doing it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We the people of God, you know, God left the task for us, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen. And through the power of the gospel, they change. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. We talked about that in the psalm. He is awesome in all his ways. And we are his servants. Amen. And he left us here to do a task. And so often we get sidetracked. But just to say one word or a poem that someone quoted about, learned years ago. Only one life that will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ shall last. Life is fleeting. We can be involved and do a lot of stuff, but only what's done for Christ shall last. God has given us to work in the vineyard, work while it is yet day. As he said, the night cometh when no man can work, so we understand it's day and there is night coming. Let us work while we have the light. Amen. We just continue to pray for the church. Hold us up, because this is what's going to happen. I think God looked upon the multitudes and he had compassion. And we could say today that we see such a lack of compassion for the world. It's all about us, Lord and me. But God looked upon the people, and he had compassion, and he reached out, and he made a difference in the life of those that heard his words, because they saw a love, they saw something in him that drew them like a magnet. So this is how the church should be. Not our efforts, what we could do, what we don't have to do, but let that light shine. Because
mm-hmm.
people's in darkness. You know, if the lights go out, what you looking for? Some kind of candle, a flashlight? Because it's darkness around. How much more the people in the world? They in darkness. And we have the light. In us. And he said, you are the light of the world. Pray for the church. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God that we continue to pray and believe, because like he is God. Amen. He's going to do a work. And I know we've got a few more minutes. I want us to pray for our young people. See, because it said God will pour out a spirit in the last days, and our young, they should have dreams and see visions. Oh, they, in other words, God's going to speak to our young people. And we must see this here. The God going to raise them up. Amen. He called, and so we need to pray for our young people. This is the church. This is our strength. This is the muscle in the body. That's all we got to face. When you're young, we can do a lot of stuff. We have strength. We need constant care, but when we're young, we got strength. And the young is in the muscle of the body of Christ. The young people need to raise up, and we need to support them, amen, encourage them, and be an example for them. Who want to pray for our young people today in our church and in the church? Amen. That they won't get swallowed up into the world and its culture, but they begin to understand they are part of the body of Christ and they're somebody special. Somebody want to pray for our young people tonight. Amen. Because they're strong. Jesus. The young. Our teenagers. Our young adults. Oh, Lord. They begin to see visions, dreams. Yes, somebody want to pray tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, they will pick up the mantle and run on with this great gospel. Lord. Help our young people, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's pray out so we could join with you. We believe God tonight for a revival. Let's go from the old to the young, or to the young to the old, a revival. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Someone hold up our young people tonight. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we give you all the glory and all the praise tonight, because truly you are worthy to be praised, dear God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Lord, you say as our praises go up, your blessings will come down. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father God, for strength and encouragement for our young people, Lord God. Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you keep your angels camped around them, Lord God, from the youngest to the oldest, dear God. If they go to their schools and out in the public, Lord God, that people will see their light see their roots, Lord God, where they came from, dear God.
Yes.
And they will want what these young people have and not what the gangbangers have, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need young leaders in our fellowship too, Lord God. Lord God, as if they come, let us listen to the young people. Hear what they have to say. Some of their opinions that they have, Lord God. Because these are the new leaders, Lord God. We have to encourage them. And if it's not right, then we encourage them and teach them what is right. And Lord, we ask you to keep them, keep your angels camped around our young people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, like only you can, Father God, because they are our future leaders. And we thank you, Lord God, and we give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. And it's a good thing tonight. We're here tonight because when we was young, some mothers, someone prayed for us and took us aside and prayed with us. Even though we might have wandered and strayed, we remember the words someone planted in our hearts.
Oh,
we just thank you that the young people, Lord, they will begin to catch a hold of because they're in the valley of decisions, Lord. They could go wrong just so quickly, but, Lord, we just pray in their spirit, their inward man. Oh, God, you should raise up a child in the way it should go, and when it grow old, he not depart. Yes, we can't get away from the word of God. We thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. We just want to thank God for this time of prayer. We want to remind those that this coming Sunday is first Sunday, our communion Sunday. Amen. As we talk about young people, we want to also encourage those to bring the young people out to church, the Sunday school, children church. Amen. Started at 9:30. Amen. We want to come as they bring them in. We want to instill in them the fear of God, that God is real. And God is not going to hurt us, but he's going to protect us if we yield and give our lives to him. And so much more to church, that the people of God will understand that is a time that we come together. We in the presence of God. And God is the Bible said it's a consuming fire. We need to be purged. We need to be purged. We need to be purged. And let's pray that the Holy Spirit will come and purge us from our filthiness of the flesh, that he would cleanse us, Lord, that we be willing to sacrifice ourselves upon the altar, Lord. Yes, said, Lord, here am I. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, work in my life. So we just thank God for this time of prayer. God has healed tonight. God has set the captives free.
Yes.
God's going to make a difference in our streets. Amen. We won't be sitting back saying it's the same how things are going, but we'll sit back and say God is able to move in that situation. Nothing is too terrible where God cannot move. But this is how he works, and this is how he moves. We just thank God tonight. Remember, continue to pray for our house, pray for our pastor and the first lady. Amen. We want to hold them up in prayer, and God will increase our vision. I was just reading a little thing about the prayer of Jabez, that he will increase our territory. You know, give us something to do. Amen. To strive for, not just coming to church, but, Lord, you have something for us to do. At the North Capitol Tabernacle on in the West Ward on South Orange Avenue, Lord, I want to be involved. I want to do what has to be done. Amen. We want to close out in prayer. Amen. Before we want to close out in prayer, I want to just say our benediction, and we're going to pray and close out. And Paul said what he says. He said, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Some of us are afraid that we won't be able to make it another day, but he's able to keep us from falling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to present you faultless before the presence of the glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God and Savior be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forevermore. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for, oh, God, we heard the call tonight. You said, can you just pray with me for 1 hour, Lord? And you just, we pray, Lord, and we believe God tonight. Lord, we didn't pray amiss, Lord. We thank God for the healing, oh, God, and we're looking for the testimony of how God touched them. Yes, Lord, we thank God for deliverance. We thank God for provision, Lord. We thank God for he's going to make a difference in our street as we continue to pray for our city. Yes, Lord, you'll do the work, Lord. My God, that we as a church will raise up the standard of prayer. Yes, by the Holy Spirit, and we will combat the enemy. Yes, Lord, as he advances, Lord. Yes, Lord, we will prevail because we are with the God Almighty, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our young people, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they will be able to catch, their eyes will be open, Lord, and they will be an example of a believer, Lord God, in their goings and comings and in their lifestyle, Lord. Yes, Lord, you will do all this in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for our pastor, Dr. Aubrey Gregory, and his wife, Lord. We pray, oh God, that you will encourage their hearts, Lord, that the work that you have given them to do, Lord, they will do with all their heart and strength, Lord. Strengthen them with their weakness, Lord. Yes, Lord. Encourage them when they feel kind of low, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, today for Pastor Gregory. Lord God, for his spirit, oh God. Yes, Lord. He got a spirit of excellence, Lord. And I pray today, oh God, that as he go forward, Lord, you'll give him wisdom and knowledge, Lord. And you'll bring them up alongside of him, oh God, with to support the vision that is set before him in this house. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We commit all, the elders, the deacons, amen, the Sunday school teachers, the laymen, the ushers, Lord, we present them into your hands. And as we prepare our hearts for this coming Sunday, Lord, we pray, oh God, that our minds, oh God, be focused on you, the cross, the blood. Yes, Lord, my God, that you're able to save. Yes, Lord, those that are amidst, Lord, that will come in on Sunday, Lord. You'll save, my God. You will save them from themselves, oh God, from sin. Lord God, my God, because too many people are coming into church and leaving the same way they came in. Lord, you have mercy. You halt them at the door, Lord, my God. They will cry out, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, today, Lord, let us not just want another Sunday morning. We want to see deliverance in our midst. Lord, those that are sick to be healed. Yes, Lord, and those that are bound will be set free. Lord, we commit this Sunday morning into your hands, and we believe. Yes, Lord, all things are possible to them that believe. Lord, as you're moved by your spirit, we ask this in Jesus' precious name. And everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
You
continue to pray and believe God for great things in our midst. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Have a blessed night,
everyone.
Good night. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, God. Hallelujah.